So welcome everyone. Glad that you're with us tonight.
我们欢迎今天晚上来的每一位，很高兴大家与我们在一起。
Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us this evening.
那我们一起来祷告，求主今晚帮助我们。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can get together tonight around the Bible, knowing that the Holy Spirit of God is with us.
主啊，我们如此感恩，今晚我们来聚集到圣经边上，知道圣灵在帮助我们。
And we pray that according to your promise, the Holy Spirit will teach us and bring to our remembrance the things that we need to know.
主啊，我们要祷告，求圣灵今晚教导我们，也使我们知道您想要我们知道的真理。
We pray that you will bring to join us.Those who should be here this evening.
我们就为那些今晚应该在这里没有来的朋友祈求。
We pray that you will be with each one of us. Keep our minds and our thoughts clear so that we can follow and learn from the Bible.
主啊，我们也为在座的每一位祈求，求您使我们的头脑思想都很清楚，能够明白您的真理。
And Lord, we pray that you will cause each of us to be swift to obey what it is we learn from the Spirit of God and the Word of God this evening.
主啊，也让我们灵里能够有谦卑顺服，能顺服圣灵，顺服圣经的带领。
We're thankful for your promises.
我们很感恩为了您的应许。
And we're thankful that the blessings that you have promised we will receive, and we give thanks for them in advance.
主啊，我们也为我们将要得着的您的应许提前献上感恩。
Again, we pray, bless each one tonight.
我们再一次为您的祝福在我们每一位身上祈求。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Harold.
谢谢 Harold 弟兄。
We've been looking at the gifts of the Spirit, and tonight we'd like to look at the foundation gifts. There are two categories. We've broken it down into two categories.Foundational gifts and building gifts.
对，我们继续这个圣灵恩赐的话题啊。我们把这个分成两个部分，一个是建根基的恩赐，一个是建造房屋的恩赐。
Now, when you put up a building, the foundation goes in first, and after the foundation is completed, you don't work on the foundation anymore. Rather, the building is constructed.Upon the foundation.
那当你建房子的时候，你是先建地基。当地基建完之后呢，你就不会再去建地基，而是之后的时间都花在建筑外面这个建筑上。
Now we read in Ephesians chapter 2. Please go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20.
来到以弗所书的二章的二十节。
There, in verse 20, we read that the household of God has, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
二十节说到呢，我们的那个房子啊，就是教会呢，是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。这个根基呢，是以耶稣基督自己为房角石的。
So there's the foundation. We saw last week the Lord Jesus was the chief cornerstone. It was upon this rock, the Lord said, that I will build my church.
那我们上周也学习到呢，耶稣基督自己是那头块的房角石，那教会是建立在这磐石基础上的，也就是他自己。
And that rock was the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
这磐石就是他作为神的圣子主耶稣自己呢给我们的启示。
Then in verse 21, it talks about the building.
21节呢他就讲到了这个建筑。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
那各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So in verse 20, we see the foundation built upon the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles and prophets.
在二十节我们看见这根基呢是建立在使徒根基，使徒和先知的根基上，以及呢耶稣自己是房角石。
Those gifts of apostles and prophets are temporary.
所以这样的使徒和先知的这个恩赐呢是暂时的。
While the building gifts are a continuous, it says you are being built together.
所以建造房屋的恩赐呢是一直持续的，因为他说你们正在啊，是现在是进行时哈。
And so that when we look at these gifts, the foundation gifts again are temporary, but the building gifts are permanent.
哎，我们再一次看呢，这样建造跟建立根基的恩赐是暂时的，建造房屋的恩赐呢是持续到永久的。
Tonight we'd like to look at the foundation gifts, the temporary gifts, and their signs, their accompanying signs.
今晚呢，我们会看这些建立根基的恩赐，以及它所带来的预兆，这些神迹。
We saw last week an example when God begins a new work, it's accompanied by signs and wonders.
上一周我们看见神起的一个新的工作啊，就是用这些神迹奇事来伴随来证实。
Moses in Egypt performed many signs and wonders and took the children of Israel through the wilderness and entered the promised land.
摩西呢在埃及也行了很多的神迹奇事，然后借着这些就把以色列人带出了埃及啊，进到了旷野。
So from Egypt into Canaan, it occupied over 40 years. And during that time, God gave, proved that his servant Moses and later Joshua were the leaders that the people should follow. He gave them, authority.
从旷野从埃及经过旷野到迦南呢当中有40年啊，那神就给到他的仆人摩西和约书亚呢很多的神迹啊，最终证明呢他们是有权柄的。
And so now here in the New Testament, God is beginning a different work, a new work.
那在新约里呢神就开始了一个新的工作。
And it began with the Lord Jesus himself.
这个工作是从主耶稣自己开始的。
He came from the Father to have the works of the Father to prove that he was indeed the Messiah.
这个工作是从圣父开始的，然后呢，借着圣父所给到的这些神迹啊，那要证明呢，主耶稣他就是那弥赛亚。
If you turn to John chapter 5.
我们来看约翰福音的五章。
John chapter 5 and verse 36.
五章的三十六节。
But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me,that the Father has sent me.
约翰福音五章三十六节，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我 要成就的事就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
And so he was the sent one.
对，他是那个被差来的。
A sent one is the, we use the term in the scripture is apostle.
这差来的这个词呢，在圣经里它就是使徒的意思。
Very simply, an apostle is one who is sent.
所以你如果要把使徒做一个简单的解释呢，就是那一位被差来的。
And in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1 is identified as our apostle.
那耶稣呢，在希伯来书的三章的Chapter 3, verse 1, right?
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
所以希伯来书三章一节说，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者。这个词其实和使徒是同一个词，为大祭司的耶稣。
But having been sent by God, God is invisible. And in order to prove that he was sent from God, God gave him works to perform. The witnesses, there were his witness that he was from God.
所以正是因为神是看不见的，所以呢，为了要证明呢，这是看不见的神所差来的这一位呢，神要给他们行道一些神迹啊，一些工作能够显明他们的确就是出于那看不见的神所差来的。
And if you turn to John chapter 2,
我们继续再看一段经文啊，约翰福音的二章。
And it was at Cana of Galilee during a wedding feast when they ran out of wine.
二章一开始呢是迦拿的婚宴啊。他们当时没有酒了。
And he changed the water into wine.
耶稣呢就把水变成了酒。
And in verse 11 we read, this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him.
约翰福音二章十一节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
And then over to chapter 4, verse 54.
我们再看一段啊，约翰福音四章的54节。
And we read, after he had healed the nobleman's son, we read that in verse 54, this again is the second sign that Jesus did when he come out of Judea into Galilee.
四章最后一节五十四节，这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
So he began, these signs were specific signs that God gave him to perform.
这些特别的神迹呢，神给到耶稣来行。
And then in chapter 20 and verse 30 and verse 31, we get a conclusion.
然后呢，我们再看约翰福音二十章的三十一节，我们就能够得到一个结论了。二十章的三十一节。
And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And lastly, turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse 22.
我们再读《使徒行传》的二章的二十二节。
This is Peter on the day of Pentecost when he stood up to preach.
这是彼得呢，在五旬节时候呢，他站起来讲道。
He says, Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested or approved by God to you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know.
使徒行传二章二十二节，以色列人呐、啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
So the Lord Jesus was a great apostle, and he was proven by the signs and wonders and miracles that he did that everyone saw.
所以耶稣自己也就是那大使徒、大使者，他自己也是借着许多的神迹奇事来证明他所传的道是出于神的。
And he was the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone of this building, the church.
所以同样呢，他也是这建造教会的那头一块的房角石，最主要的。
Now he has chosen 12 disciples in order that they might then become sent ones as well and to complete the foundation.
那同样他也拣选了12个使徒，使他们成为他从他那被拆出来，同样建立根基的。
The Lord Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you will not be able to understand them now. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth.
耶稣说呢，我有许多的事要告诉你们，但是现在你们不明白，只等到真理的圣灵来啊，他要带领你们进入一切的真理。
I didn't give you a Bible reference from that, for that. That's in the upper room discourse. He's telling his disciples before he goes to the cross, to die.
那这一段呢，刚才讲的这段话是耶稣在上十字架之前啊，在晚餐的那个房间里啊，他所讲的一番话的一句啊。
Now he had chosen these 12 in order that they might go out and preach the gospel.
所以他拣选这十二个人呢，也使他们能够出去来传讲神的福音。
And they would complete the foundation. Now go please to Mark chapter 16.
所以这样他们能够完成这根基的工作啊。我们来看马可的十六章。马可福音十六章
，and verse 15，
十五节。
He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."
他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
And then he says in verse 17, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover."
那十七节就讲了这些啊，信的人必有神迹随着他们啊，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇。若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
And then verse 19 and 20. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
19和20节。主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去，到处宣传福音。主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿门。
So the signs that would accompany the apostles, they were to authenticate the man and his message.
所以这些神迹呢？随着使徒们的是为了要证明他们是从神差来的以及他们所说的话。
And not only would they be witnesses of the resurrection with power, but they would also receive revelation from God to be written down later to be called the apostles' doctrine.
那不但他们要证明耶稣基督所做的这救恩的工作，他们更要把启示给他们，从圣灵启示给他们的话啊，写下来，这些话呢，最后就成为使徒的教义啊，也就是圣经了。
So let's take a look at these apostles and prophets. First of all, the apostles.
对，我们可以看一看啊，使徒，我们先知，我们先看一下使徒。
They were, as I said, they were sent from the Lord, commissioned by the Lord, told to go out and preach the gospel.
就首先呢，他们是被神所差出来，说去是传讲神的福音。
So what were their qualifications?
那他们的标准是或者他们资格是怎么样来的呢
？Did someone just decide they were going to become an apostle?
是不是有人决定他应该成为一个使徒呢
？Was did someone else lay hands on them and they became apostles? Did men make apostles?
是不是有人把手放在他们头上按手，他们就成了使徒呢？
We'll find out as we turn to the scriptures. Let's look at Luke chapter 6.
那我们要解决这个问题呢，先要回到圣经，我们来看一下路加福音的六章。
Luke chapter 6 and verse 12.
六章的十二节。
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12 whom he also named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor.
路加福音六章十二节，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有他兄弟安德烈，又有雅各和约翰，腓利和巴多罗买，马太和多马，亚勒菲的儿子雅各和奋锐党的西门，雅各的儿子犹大和卖主的加略人犹大。
Now the first thing that I want to point out is that he spent all night in prayer with his father.
首先我要指出来呢，他是整夜的祷告和他的父神在一起。
That means that in the councils of the very Godhead, the names were chosen of men that had been following him.
意味着是在父神的决定里啊，名字定下来是谁做使徒，是父神拣选的。
This was no spur of the moment thing.
所以这里并没有Spiral of a moment?
Well, it didn't happen quickly. It was a deeply considered act of God the Father and God the Son.
所以这里并不是瞬间决定的，它是在很深的父神和圣子基督之间很长久的彻夜的祷告之后决定。
And then in verse 13, we see something else.
那13节呢，我们看见了不同的。
He had a number of disciples, and it was out of those disciples that he chose only 12.
因为在他跟随他的人里面有很多的门徒，他是从这一群门徒里挑了十二个人。
And of those 12, each one is named particularly.
而且十二个人呢，他们每一个都特别的有名字。
And He calls them apostles.
他称他们为使徒。
Sent ones.
就是所差出来的。
So that's the first qualification of an apostle is that they had to be called by the Lord Jesus himself.
所以这是第一个资格啊，使徒的第一个资格必须得是主耶稣自己呼召的，也就是他选的，他挑出来的。
Another qualification we read in Acts chapter 1.
第二个资格呢，我们来看，使徒行传的一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传一章。
Judas had betrayed the Lord, and now there were only 11 apostles.
那犹大呢已经卖主了，所以现在就只剩11个了，使徒。
The apostles gathered together after the Lord's ascension, and under the direction of the Holy Spirit, they chose one other disciple that had followed them the whole time that they had been in Galilee.
所以在主耶稣升天之后呢，圣灵呢带领他们这一群剩下的这些门徒啊，使徒啊，他们就一起祷告，所以他们在一群人当中又选了一个，就是这一群呢是一直跟随主耶稣的。
It had been
在所有的这些年里。
Sorry. It had been prophesied in the book of Psalms, you'll notice verse 20, that it had been prophesied in the book of Psalms that another one would take the place of the traitor.
因为同样的在诗篇里，也就是使徒行传的一章的二十节啊，引用了一个诗篇的一句经文呢，说愿别人得他的职分。
Verse 20, we read, for it's written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, let no one live in it, let another take his office.
他说二十节说愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住，愿别人得他的职分。
So, directed by the Holy Spirit, in the prophecy from the Psalms, they allow the Holy Spirit to choose another man.
所以他们在圣灵的带领下，同时也从旧约诗篇的预言里，他们就许可在当时圣灵来选出一个补犹大的使徒来。
And there's the qualification of the one that they would choose.
这是一个资格啊，他们选的人的资格。
Verses 21 and 22.
就是21和22节。
Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John, to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
使徒行传一章二十一节，所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从施洗约翰起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止。必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同坐耶稣复活的见证。
So there were two, Joseph and Matthias.
所以他们就选了两个，一个叫约瑟，一个叫马提亚。
These were very faithful men that had continued regardless of the fact that they were not chosen as apostles. They had continued faithfully all those years with the Lord Jesus.
所以你会注意呢，这两个人呢，或者说他们候选人呢，都是一个特点，就是虽然他们没有被选成使徒在这之前，但他们这些年都是非常忠实的、信实的跟随耶稣啊。
And so they used the Old Testament method of choosing, and God honored that. And we read, they cast their lots, verse 26, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered among the 11 apostles.
他们最终在两个人中间选出一个的方式呢，是用旧约的方式，然后神呢也应许了荣耀了这个方式，也就是26节。于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和11个使徒同列。
So the qualifications again is that they needed to be called by the Lord Jesus.
所以这样的资格呢，应该是第一，他需要被主自己来呼召。
They had to follow with the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，他一直要跟随主耶稣。
Be a witness of the resurrection.
那一直他是复活的见证。
And they were commissioned as special witnesses by the Lord Jesus himself.
然后他呢也被差派来做特别的工作，也就是为主耶稣做见证。
So now, there's the 12 apostles.
现在呢，有十二个使徒。
You're probably asking a question already. What about Paul?
那你可能已经问了一个问题了。那保罗怎么样呢？
Wasn't Paul an apostle?
难道保罗不是使徒吗？
Absolutely. He was a special case.
保罗当然是使徒，而且他是一个很特别的例子。
Well, then you'll say, well, wait a minute now. That makes 13 apostles.
那你说等一等，那这不就13个使徒了吗？
And then in the New Jerusalem, there's only 12 apostles named in that city in the gates.
但是在新耶路撒冷不是只有12个柱子吗？就是使徒的名字在上面的。
Maybe Matthias was not a true apostle.
也许马提亚不是真的使徒，难道是吗？
No. You might also think of the tribes of Israel. There were actually 13 tribes of Israel.
同样的问题也存在于以色列的支派啊，其实以色列呢有13个支派，不是吗？
Remember Jacob had 12 sons.
雅各呢有12个儿子，记得哈。
And their 12 tribes are named in the New Jerusalem.
那12个支派呢也在新耶路撒冷呢有名字。
Well, where did the 13th one come from? Well, Joseph had 2 sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and because of Joseph's faithfulness, God gave him a special allotment, an extra allotment.
那因为约瑟的诚实啊，约瑟的蒙神喜悦啊，神就特别给了他一个就等于他的两个儿子啊，马拿西和以法莲呢，就各自成为一个独立的支派。
But then God also took the Levites unto himself. And so there were 12 tribes that had got the inheritance, and 1 tribe was for the Lord.
但同时呢，神又特别的把利未支派从众支派中分别出来归他。所以这样的话呢，有十二，同样还是剩12个支派来承受产业，当中提出来的利未支派呢是单独归神的，是这么一个安排。
In a similar way, Paul, no doubt, is a special case, a special apostle of the Lord.
你这样去理解这13个使徒呢，就好理解了。保罗呢，也是一个特别被神安排出来的。
And let's just trace Paul's call as an apostle.
那我们可以来看一下使徒保罗是如何被召的。
Galatians chapter 1 and verse 1.
加拉太书一章一节。
Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father,who raised him from the dead.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Here Paul establishes his authority as an apostle that has come from God himself.
这里呢，保罗建立他的权柄呢，是从神，也就是父神自己啊。
Now, had Paul seen the resurrected Christ?
保罗有没有见到复活的耶稣呢？
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
And verse 5.
十五章的五节。
We read there that Paul in verse 5, that he was seen after the resurrection, he was seen by Cephas or Peter, then by the 12. Then,
哥林多前书十五章五节，并且显给基法，也就是彼得看，也就是主耶稣自己啊，然后又显给十二使徒看。
That would include Matthias.
这就包括马提亚了。
Then it says, after that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles.
第六节，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
And then in verse 8, he includes himself.
第八节呢，他就把他自己也放进去了。
Then last of all, he was seen by me also as one born out of due time.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
He was there on the road to Damascus as he was going to persecute the Christians that the Lord Jesus appeared personally to Paul.
正是去大马士革，他去迫害基督徒的去的路上呢，神自己，耶稣自己亲自向他在异象中显现。
And then he gave him his great commission.
然后也把主自己的大使命呢给了保罗。
In verse 15 of chapter 9, we read,But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
Which book?
Acts chapter
9. 使徒行传的九章的十五节。使徒行传九章十五节，对，主对。亚拿尼亚说你只管去他是我所拣选的器皿要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And also in Acts chapter 22 and 26, we find there a fuller accounts of the special commission that Paul was given.
所以同样在使徒行传22章26章呢神也特别的记载了神耶稣是如何差遣保罗去传福音的。
And it would be through the Apostle Paul that most of the New Testament doctrine would come.
也正是借着使徒保罗很多新约的教义呢是由他来传下来建立的。
And so these men, specially chosen of the Lord, they were to be witnesses,to the Lord, to the resurrection, and to fulfill the word of God, which would be written down as the apostles' doctrine in the New Testament.
对这些人呢，他是被神所差来，是把这些教义呢建立起来，也完成神的预言啊，在新约里。
So they received a direct revelation from God to finish writing the Bible.
对他们直接从神领受启示，然后把写圣经的事呢做完。
And there is no such thing as apostolic succession or apostles since that time.
所以同样呢，在那之后就再没有这种。被耶稣基督直接拆成使徒的这么一桩事情出来了。
The church is building today on that foundation that was laid by the apostles.
今天的教会已经是建立在当时被拆的使徒所 所建立的根基上。
So that's a look at the apostles. And let's look at the prophet.
啊，这是使徒。那我们来看先知。
Prophets were spokesmen for God.
那先知呢，是神的发言人，传话人。
They were included in the foundation.
他们也被包括在那建根基的职分里。
Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5.
以弗所书三章一五节。
Here Paul is writing concerning the mystery of Christ.
保罗在这里就讲到关于基督的奥秘啊。
He says in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men as it is now, has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And so these prophets, you might say that they were secondary to the apostles.
那这些先知呢，你可以说他是使次级啊，他是使徒的次级的职分。
The apostles couldn't be everywhere at once.
因为使徒呢，不可能在同一时间在所有的地方。
We read about the apostles going out and preaching the gospel from city to city, but after they left the city, what would the people do?
我们知道呢，使徒们呢去一个地方传道，一个城接一个城。那他们离开这座城的时候，这座城的人怎么办呢？
Now you can imagine you're a little group of Christians in a Gentile city, far from the place where the apostles might travel.And they only have come through, maybe every 2 or 3 years, they might not even see, an apostle.
那你可以想想一帮小的外邦的信徒啊，在当时他们聚集在一座城，这座城可能离使徒所住的城呢又很远，然后使徒呢可能要隔一段甚至很长的几年的时间才能到这里来一次。
For the first 10 or 15 years, there's very little written concerning the apostles' doctrine.
而且在最初的几十年里呢，有很少的写下来的教义啊，是从使徒来的，没有像我们今天这个圣经。
They had no scriptures to turn to find out the truth and the way that they should live.
他们没有圣经啊来查考真理啊，他就做不到，因为当时新约还没有成书。
To make up that difficulty, God raised up a special gift in the church for that period of time.
为了使得这个麻烦能解决呢，神就在最初的世代呢，教会的世代呢，兴起了一个职分叫先知。
They were called prophets.
这个职分就叫先知。
Like the Old Testament prophets that were raised up by God.
就像旧约的先知啊，是神所兴起的一样。
But oftentimes, most of the time, as a matter of fact, the Old Testament prophets, they were prophesying to bring the people of God back to God from their wandering from Him.
旧约的先知呢总是要带领人或者警告人呢，要回到从他们的这种远离神的状态呢，回到神那里去。
But they received direct revelation just as the Old Testament prophets did, and for their time, they received a new message from God.
那不像旧约的先知这样，新约的先知呢，他们是从神那得着新的启示了。
Not like as not the same as the apostles themselves, because the apostles, especially the apostle Paul, he was gifted especially to write the apostles' doctrine.
不像使徒们这样，尤其使徒保罗啊，他是有极大的恩赐啊，直接神借着他把新约的教义写下来。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
看哥林多前书的十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 3.
十四章的三节。
Paul understands the problems there.
对，保罗呢，知道这里的问题啊。
And so he tells him in verse 1.
在十四章一节他是这么说的。
Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道，原文是说预言。
And he explains that tongues are not the gift that will help them at that time. It's a lesser gift.
他在这就解释了，对他们说方言啊，不是一个能帮到他们的恩赐啊，是一个其实作用更小的恩赐，方言。
Because if nobody understands what he's saying, it's of no help to their problems.
因为没有人知道说方言的人在说什么，所以这就没有帮助了对他人。
He says in verse 2, For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men because they can't understand him, but to God.
第二节说，那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。
In the spirit he speaks mysteries.
然而在他心里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
But that's no help to the little assembly there in Corinth. They need answers to their questions.
但这个对于哥林多教会呢是没有什么益处的，因为他们需要解决他们自己的问题。
They were being attacked on all sides.
他们是被各种各样的所攻击啊。
They had problems within and without.
他们里外都有一些麻烦。
They needed God's answers.
他们需要神的回答，神的帮助。
But a prophet, it says in verse 3, here's what a prophet does.
第三节呢，就讲到这个先知是在做什么的。
Verse 3, he who prophesies,speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men.
第三节，但作先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
Edification means he can speak to feed the people of God.
那造就呢，就是他能够喂养神的羊。
They're in need of spiritual food to build them up.
因为他们需要属灵的粮食啊，去建造自己。
He speaks exhortation.
他这里讲到安慰啊。
Now exhortation is when the people are going astray or doing wrong, and the exhortation is for them to come back to God's ways.
那劝勉呢，是人呢走迷了，然后工人呢把他带回来，带回到正路来。
And he speaks comfort as well.
也讲到安慰啊。
People were worried and concerned and troubled.
有担心有焦虑人。
But then the Lord could give a prophet just the words that were needed for that specific time.
所以神就给了先知呢。给出来的话刚刚好就是那个时候所需的。
Sometimes a prophet did prophesy concerning the future. We have some records of that in the book of Acts.
那同时呢，先知也有的时候会讲到未来会发生的事啊，也就是预言。
And so the prophet, the gift of prophecy was a temporary gift until the people had the word of God in their own hands.
先知这个职分一直等到呢。 人在手上有了神的话之后，他就没有意义。And
then the purpose, of course, of those special gifts were superseded. They weren't needed anymore. Then the gift of teacher would then come into play, and they could use the scriptures to teach the people to edify.
是什么样的一个职分代替了这个职分，就是教师的职分，教师的恩赐，因为在这之前手上没有圣经嘛，所以在这之后呢，教师是可以拿着圣经来满足这一切的需要啊，给到需要的人。Now
the apostles were given special signs.
那使徒呢，是会有很多特别的神迹的。
And that was to authenticate the word of God. And so the temporary gifts were, or foundational gifts, were the apostle and prophet. And then the authenticating gifts proved that they were actually from God.
那使徒和先知呢，是建造根基的恩赐。那同时呢，也会有一些来证明他们这个。 是从神出来的这些恩赐，比如说异象之类。So
let's look at some of these sign gifts that were given.
神迹的恩赐，我们可以来看一下。And
once the gift of apostle and prophet has passed and the foundation is laid, the sign gifts disappeared as well.
所以，同样道理呢，当使徒和先知的 恩赐过去了之后呢，来证明他们是从神出来的那个辅助的神迹的恩赐也过去了。First
of all, let's look at then healings. That's First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章的二十八节，我们先来看医治的恩赐啊。 Yeah, Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, I may leave.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, Yan Ling.
Good evening, Eric.
So let's look at some of these sign gifts then that were given to authenticate the apostles and prophets.
我们来看一下这些行神迹异能的这个恩赐啊，这些恩赐赐出来呢，都是为了要证实使徒和先知他们说的话是从神来的。First
of all, there's healings.
首先我们看看这个医病的恩赐。The
gifts of healings.
医病的恩赐。Now,
the gift of healings, of course, is to restore a sick body back to health.
这一病的恩赐呢，就使一个得病的人呢恢复健康。And
when the apostles healed, there was instantaneous and complete healing.
所以当使徒医病的时候呢，他是马上而且是完全的医好的。It
wasn't a gradual getting better or a little improvement. This was instantaneous and miraculous healing.
它不是一个渐渐康复的过程，也不是呢，只是恢复一点的这个，就是症状好一点这样的现象，而是立时立刻马上全部好起来。它是一个神迹来的。God
still heals today.
神今天依然在医治人。
But not in that foundational way that was done through the apostles.
但不是和当时使徒们在建立根基的时候用的这种方式是一样的。You
remember in the book of Acts when Peter walked by and even his shadow fell on the sick and they were instantly healed.
还记得使徒行传里面说，彼得甚至走路的时候，他的影子照在这生病的人身上，这生病的人都能得到医治。
Or Paul's handkerchief, people were instantly healed.
还有就是那个使徒保罗的手绢盖在病人的身上，病人都能得医治。
God did this for that unique reason to bear witness to their new message.
神行让他们行这样的神迹呢，神迹呢是为了一个目的，就是证明他们的这个信息呢，这个新的从神来的这个信息呢是真的。
And it's interesting that it's not the gift. No one had the gift of healing. You'll notice in your Bibles it's the gifts in the plural healing.
You mean the healing gifts is a healing, not healing gift. It's a healing gift.
Yes, the gifts of healing.
而且在圣经里面讲到的这个医病的恩赐呢，是个复数，它不是个单数的恩赐，是复数的恩赐。
In chapter 12 and verse 9.
我们看看哥林多前书的12章9节。
We read there the gifts of healing, plural.
你看这个中文里面不明显啊，在看英文的时候，如果你是双语的圣经，你可以看到它是医病的恩赐，这个 gift 后面是有个 s 的，是复数，不是单数。
And again in verse 30.
三十节也是这样的。
The gifts of healings.
三十节这里面也是 gifts of healing, 是医治的恩赐复数。
It would seem that there were, seeing it's in the plural, that it would be limited.
所以呢，它既然是一个复数的恩赐呢，说明它是有次数限制的，就是有个数限制的。
There were special signs that were given for special circumstances.
它是为了一些特殊的情形所给的特殊的神迹。
And so, once the purpose for those gifts were given and the word of God was established,There was no longer any need for the signs.
所以当这些这些神迹的恩赐完成了他的使命，神的圣经都已经完成了以后呢，他们也就退出历史舞台了。
We're to pray for the sick.
我们会为生病的人祷告。
James, said that if those that are sick,And it may be as a result of some sin, they were to call the elders of the church and to anoint them with oil and pray for them.
雅各书里面也提到，就若有人生病呢，也可能是因为罪的一些后果，所以他要叫长老教会的长老来为他抹油，为他祷告。
And in James chapter 5, it's the prayer of faith that will save the sick.
所以雅各书五章里面呢是说，这个有信心的祷告使他病得医治的。
In verse chapter 5 and verse 15.
五章的十五节。
Notice that it's the prayer of faith that will save the sick.
这里面说他是出于信心的祷告要救那病人。
Now, It doesn't mean to say if you're not healed that you don't have enough faith.
当然这不是说如果你病没有得医治呢，就说明你的信心不够。
If that were the case, then someone with a lot of faith would keep praying and they would live forever.
如果真是那样的话呢，那如果一个有很大信心的人，如果他一直祷告的话，他就可以一直活着不死了。
I don't think history ever has recorded that person yet.
我相信历史上并没有记载有这样的人存在过。
And sometimes sickness, it can be for the glory of God.
有的时候呢，疾病也是为了神的荣耀的。
And ultimately, every one of us is going to succumb to some illness which will cause our death if the Lord doesn't come.
而且呢，从严格意义上说，我们每一个人最终都会因着某一种疾病呢死去。
The problem of illness and death, will not be resolved until eternity.
所以疾病和死亡的问题呢，在永恒到来之前呢，是不会得到彻底解决的。
But going back to the apostles.
我们再回到这个使徒。
Paul himself couldn't heal himself.
即使保罗自己也不能医治自己。保罗是使徒，他都不能医治自己。
And Paul had an infirmity that caused him a great deal of pain and trouble.
保罗自己有一种病呢，给他带来很大的痛苦和麻烦。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
看哥林多后书的十二章。
He talks there in verse 7 about a thorn in the flesh. Exactly what that was, no one has been able to discover.
十二章的七节里面讲到有一根刺加在他的肉体上，这到底是什么呢？没有人能够说清楚。
It was some limitation or ailment that was given to him for a purpose.
所以这是那一种缺陷或者是一种疾病，然后是神赐给他的，是为了一个特殊的目的的。
And in verse 8, he says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me.
第八节他说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
Did Paul not have some of the gifts of healing?
难道使徒保罗没有医治的恩赐吗？
He did. In the past,
当然他有的。
Did he not have faith?
难道他没有信心吗？
He was a great man of faith.
他是有很大信心的，一个伟大的信心的人。
And he prayed three times.
然后这里面说他祷告了三次。
But then God's answer was to, in verse 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
但是神对他说，第九节，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And another place Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong.
在另外一个地方保罗说，当我软弱的时候我就刚强。
And here he says, therefore, I will most gladly boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me.
在第九节后半段他说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So when illness maybe overtakes us for no reason, let's remember how Paul used that limitation. He said, I will glory in the power of Christ resting on me.
所以当疾病没有什么理由的临到我们身上的时候，我们要记得保罗呢也正是利用了他这个疾病的这个软弱啊，使神的能力在他身上显得完全，使神的名得着荣耀。
And later on, we read when Paul was preaching with Timothy, and he writes a letter to Timothy encouraging him, and he says to him, Timothy, he says,You often have a weak stomach. Take a little wine instead of water for your often ailment.
后面呢，在这个保罗写给提摩太的书信里面呢，保罗也告诉叮嘱提摩太说，你屡次胃口不清，就是提摩太的这个肠胃呢，很软弱，经常有病。他说你要用一些酒，不要只喝水。
If ever the gift of healing would be valuable, it would be to heal one of God's choice servants.
如果这个医治的恩赐一直都管用的话，一直都存在的话，它其实是可以医治这个神的拣选的仆人的呀。
But Paul was unable to heal Timothy at that time. This is years after these sign gifts had begun to disappear.
但那个时候这个医治的恩赐呢已经渐渐的消失了，所以保罗都不能医治提摩太的这个疾病了。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2 or 2 Timothy chapter 4
我们看看提摩太后书的四章
and verse
20 20节
We read that Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick.
在这里面提到以拉都在哥林多住下了特罗菲摩病了，我就留他在米利都。
So there, Trophimus was a valuable co-worker of Paul, but he had to leave him behind. He didn't heal him.
这个特罗菲摩呢是保罗一个非常有力的得力的同工啊，但是保罗都没有办法医治好他，就把他留在那里了，因为他病了。
So these gifts of healings, they were specific signs to authenticate the word of God and the apostles themselves.
所以这个医治的恩赐呢是一个具体的一个神迹了，特别的神迹是为了证实使徒的身份以及他们所传讲的信息的。
But God can still heal.
但是神依然可以医治病人。
And that's why we pray for the sick, and often we see the Lord doing wonderful things for his people.
所以这就是为什么我们常常为生病的弟兄姐妹祷告，我们真的是常常看见神为他的属他的名行了很大的神迹奇事。
Let's look at another one, miracles. What about miracles as an attesting sign?
我们再看看另外一种就是行神迹的恩赐啊，就是异能。
A miracle in scripture, it usually means a supernatural power over nature, the processes of nature.
这个异能呢通常是指一个超自然的超越这个自然本身 的能力。
The Lord Jesus did many miracles. He changed water into wine. He calmed the sea, raised the dead.
主耶稣自己呢就行了很多的神迹，比如说他把酒把水变成酒，比如说他平风静浪，比如说他使死人复活。
Has God stopped doing miracles?
神今天停止行神迹了吗？
No, he's a miracle worker.
没有，他一直都是行神迹的这个做工的人。
But he doesn't do it in the consistent, fundamental way that Christ and the apostles were given to do them.
但是呢，神今天行神迹的方式不是像当时使徒们立根基的时候那样的方式来做的了。
The greatest miracles that we see today, and we see them often, is when a sinner repents and God changes completely a life from inside out.
我们今天最常看见的也是最伟大的神迹呢，就是一个罪人悔改，然后神从里面改变他，给了他一个从里而外的一个新的生命。
We've seen miracles of changed relationships where a husband and wife were, their marriage was going to be finished, but God did a miracle in their lives.
神也在关系上行很多的神迹，比如说一对夫妻他们的婚姻关系本来要走到尽头了，但是神却使他们重新恢复。
And every one of us that has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ has experienced the miracle of the new birth.
我们每一个信靠耶稣基督的人都经历这样的神迹，就是重生的神迹。
But as for signs, and miracles, we don't see those signs today where someone could change water into wine or raise the dead. No one has been able to do that, those kind of things.
但是像我们所说的通常说的那个超自然的神迹其实就是像水变酒啊死人复活这样的我们今天就不看不到了。
those were foundational signs.
所以这些都是立根基时候的所行的神迹奇事。
Once the foundation is laid, now we can build upon that.
当根基已经立完了以后呢，我们就可以在这个根基上向上建造了。
The other two attesting signs were tongues and interpretation of tongues.
还有两个呢，就是这种记号型的或者说见证型的这个恩赐呢，就是说方言以及翻方言。
Now some weeks ago we went over the gift of tongues.
几个星期前呢，我们讲过这个方言的恩赐。
And we'll just do a quick review here this today.
我们今天晚上就简要的再回顾一下。
Tongues in scripture is a language. That is, the gift of tongues is the supernatural ability to speak in a foreign language that you have never learned.
在圣经里面说的方言呢是一种语言，然后说方言的这个恩赐呢是一种超自然的能力，就是你能够说一个你从来没有学过的语言。
Now I've visited missionaries on the mission field and have spoken to missionaries that have come back from pretty much all over the world.
我到这个传教士的合场去呢，去看望过传教士们，我也跟回来到回家的这个传教士们呢也聊过天。
And every missionary that I have ever heard about, when they went to a foreign country, had to learn the foreign language.
我所认识的所有的传教士，他们到一个外国去传教的时候，他们都要学那个外国的那个语言。
The gift of tongues was given to be able to speak in a language that had not been learned, and nowhere is it displayed today in the world, to my experience.
所以按照圣经里面说的这个方言的恩赐呢，就是能说一个你从来没有学过的语言，这种恩赐我今天在这地区。在这地上再也没有看到过了。
On the day of Pentecost, it was greatly used of the Lord because there were Jews from 14 or more different countries that were visiting Jerusalem that heard them speak in their own languages.
在五旬节那一天呢，神大大的使用了说方言的这个恩赐，因为呢，当时有超过14个国家以上的从那些国家来的犹太人。在耶路撒冷使徒们用这样的说方言的恩赐呢向他们讲说神的大能。
So, the gift of tongues, it's not an evidence of salvation.
那能说方言并不是你得救的一个证据。
Because, Paul asked the questions of the Christians at first, in Corinth, do all speak with tongues?No.
保罗在问哥林多教会的信徒们一个问题，他说所有的人都说方言吗？答案是不是的。
Was it a proof of being filled with the Spirit?
他是被圣灵充满的证据吗？
Many of the Corinthian Christians were carnal Christians, baby Christians.
也不是，因为绝大部分的哥林多教会的人呢，他们都是属灵的婴孩，他们都是属肉体的基督徒。
And they weren't necessarily filled with the Spirit of God.
他们也没有一定必然被圣灵所充满。
Neither is the gift of tongues an evidence of Spirit baptism.
他也不是受圣灵洗的一个证据。
Because we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,And verse 13, that by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, every one. But not all spoke in tongues.
我们在哥林多前书的12章13节里面读到，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。这跟说方言没有什么关系。
And again, the purpose of tongues,In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 22, the purpose of tongues was it was for a sign, especially for the unbelieving Jew.
在哥林多前书的14章22节里面就说到了这个方言恩赐的目的是什么呢？他说这样看来，说方言不是为信的人做证据，乃是为不信的人，特别是对不信的犹太人做证据。
The Jews were specifically trained by the scriptures to look for signs.
因为犹太人呢，在受这个旧约的训练呢，他们一直想要寻求神迹启示，就是寻求神迹。
So this, the gift of tongues was not a sign to the believer, but to the unbelieving Jew.
所以说方言不是给信的人做证据的，是给不信的犹太人做证据的。
Another thing is that the gift of tongues is absolutely useless into a church without an interpreter.
而且呢，说方言这个恩赐，如果没有一个人能翻译出来呢，它对教会就是完全没有用处的。
And the one of the problems today that we often see is that the gift of tongues or the supposed gift of tongues or those who practice what they call speaking in tongues, they tend to divide the church. Whereas the church, the gift of tongues was given to unify the church.
那今天的一个问题呢，就是那些所谓他说他自己有方言恩赐的人呢，他们在使用这个所谓的恩赐上呢，他们造成的结果总是会容易造成这个教会的分裂。但是相反，圣灵赐下这个方言的恩赐呢，是使教会能够更加的合一的。
The Gentiles in the house of Cornelius, they were given the gift of tongues in order that they might be seen by the Jews that they had the same gift that they had, so that the church would be made up of both Jew and Gentile.
因为在外邦人那个哥林牛家里呢，他们这些信外邦人被赐下方言这个恩赐呢，是使犹太人能够相信，就是他们所得的这个圣灵也现在也降在外邦人的身上，使这个教会呢能够不仅有犹太人也有外邦人，使这个教会打破这个外邦人和犹太人的中间的墙，让他们合而为一的。
Also there are the tongues as well as the other gifts are regulated in a church meeting.
同时呢，这说方言的恩赐以及其他的恩赐呢，都在这个教会聚会的时候呢，有规矩的，有规矩的约束的。
And I'm referring now to the meeting of a local church.
我们来看看，就是一个地方教会聚会的时候应该怎样。
The first rule we might say is that the speaker must understand what he is saying. Chapter 14.Verses 13 to 15.
哥林多前书的14章的13节到15节哈，他是他说首先呢 ，You mean 13 to 15?
Yes, chapter that's 1 Corinthians 14:13-15.
十三节，我说没错，十三节到十五节，就首先你说方言的呢，就要能翻出来。
It's no good if the one who speaks cannot make himself understood.
就是首先你说话的这个人呢，你必须得让人明白你说的是什么，否则就没有意义了。
Therefore, he says, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue,My spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What's the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I also sing with the understanding.
所以十三节到十五节啊，所以那说方言的就当求着能翻出来。我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，但我的悟性没有果效。这却怎么样呢？我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告；我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。
And in verse chapter 14, verse 28, he says that the interpreter, there must be an interpreter for the congregation.
我们再跳到同一章的二十八节，他说，一个人说方言的必须得有人翻出来。
In verse 28, if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church.
他说，若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口。
The third rule is in verse 27.
第三个规则呢，就是二十七节里面提到的。
Let two or three brothers, verse 27, sorry. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or three at the most, each in turn, and let one interpret.
二十七节，若有说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。
So,there should be no confusion, just two or three, one at a time, being interpreted.
所以呢，这个不能造成混乱，所以规则是这样的，至多两三个人，然后一次呢，只能一个人在说，同时还要把它翻出来。
And the lastly, verses 34 and 35.
最后呢是34、35节这个规则。
Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they're not permitted to speak, but they're to be submissive, and as the law also says.
妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在众圣徒的众教，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。
And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it's shameful for a woman to speak in the church.
他们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
So those are five rules. First of all, the speaker should understand what they're saying. There got to be an interpreter. Only two or three brothers may use the gift in a meeting.
这就是在教会聚会的五个原则，或者说五个规则。第一个呢，就是你说话的人自己要明白自己在说什么。第二个呢，就必须有人能够翻出来。第三个呢，就是两个人，最多三个人，而且轮流着说，一次说一个，而且得有人翻出来。然后是妇女不能在会中说话。
And then, of course, the four and five points, only one at a time, and then women are to keep silent.
最后两个这个原则呢，就是一次呢就轮流着说，一次说一个，然后妇女呢要在会中闭口不言。
And then in verse 40, he says here, let all things be done decently and in order.
然后第四十节总结了，他说凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
Now the last sign gift,that was given to authenticate the message and the messengers is the interpreter.
最后一个这个证实，就是做见证类的神迹性质的这个恩赐呢，就是翻方言。
Very simply, that's the supernatural ability to understand a foreign language that one has never learned and to be able to translate it into your mother tongue for the congregation to understand or for the church to understand.
所以这个恩赐呢也很好理解，它也是一个超自然的能力，去明白能懂得一个你从来没有学过的外国的语言，而且你能把它翻译成自己的母语，在教会一起聚会的时候呢，把这个外国的语言翻译成大家都能明白的语言。
So these sign gifts,have all disappeared.
这些神迹奇事类的恩赐呢都已经消失了。
We have the completed word of God in our hands.
因为我们手里已经有了完整的神的话。
And the last warning of the Bible is that we should not add to it nor take away from it.
圣经启示录最后一段呢，它警告我们没有不能在上面加什么，也不能删去什么。
And It's interesting as you read through the book of Acts that you find less and less miracles as you read through the history, because that's a historic book.
所以有趣的现象呢，就是当你读《使徒行传》的时候，因为《使徒行传》是一本记录啊，当时教会建立的历史的书，你会看到从前到后呢，它的这个神迹的奇事是越来越少的。
And as we mentioned before, most those signs were mostly for the Jew.
而且我们前面提到了这些神迹奇事呢，更多呢是为了向犹太人证明给他们看的。
And when the Jews finally rejected the gospel at the end of the book of Acts, the book closes.
当犹太人呢在使徒行传最后快要结束的时候呢，他们是最终拒绝了福音的。
Turn to Acts chapter 28.
我们翻到使徒行传28章。
Paul is now in Rome in prison for the last time.
这个是保罗呢最后一次在罗马的监狱里面坐牢了。
Within a short time, he is going to lay down his life.
此后不久呢，他就要牺牲他的生命了。
It's just 2 years before the destruction of Jerusalem.
这是在这个耶路撒冷被毁的前两年。
And while he's in Rome, many come to visit him.
当他在罗马的时候呢，有很多人来拜访他。
And many Jews came.
有很多犹太人也来了。
And so we read, in verse 17 that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together.
我们看一下17节28章17节保罗呢请犹太人的首领来。
And so then in verse 23,It says they appointed him a day when many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken and some disbelieved.
23节到24节啊，他们和保罗约定的日子，就有许多人到他的寓处来。保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道，以摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。他所说的话有信的，有不信的。
And so the reason I'm bringing this before us tonight is that this was the last time that Paul reaches out to the Jew. And he says, because it says there in verse 25, they did not agree among themselves and they departed. After Paul had said one word, the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people, and so on.
我之所以要讲这一段呢，是我想要告诉大家，这个是保罗最后一次给犹太人讲福音了。因为我们在25节里面看到，他们彼此不和就散了。未散以先，保罗说了一句话，说圣灵借先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。说的什么呢？就是他说你去告诉这百姓说等等等等，这个以下的内容。
And Paul had spent...Whenever he went into a city, he would go to a synagogue where the Jews were first of all to preach the gospel.
保罗在传道的时候呢，他进到任何一个城呢，他首先都是到当地的犹太会堂，先去给犹太人讲福音的。
And the signs of an apostle were, of all the signs and miracles, they were shown among those people, but they refused to return and believe.
他也把很多的神迹奇事呢显给这些犹太人看，但是呢，他们最终都拒绝了保罗，他们离开他不相信。
A few did, but mostly they did not.
有少数的犹太人是相信了，但是绝大部分人都拒绝了。
And so therefore in verse 28, he says this.
在28节里, 他是这么说的,
therefore let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles and they will hear it.
他说所以你们当知道神这救恩如今传给外邦人, 他们也必听受。
And from that time on, history records the fact that the sign gifts had disappeared.
从此以后呢, 就是保罗说完这一番话以后呢, 在历史上有可以查考这样的记载, 就是再也没有神迹奇事这些事情发生了。
And about 100 years later, the Christian writer wrote that in writing about the gift of tongues, they said they did not know what that gift meant. They couldn't comment on it.
在此100年以后呢，基督徒的作家在写到方言这个恩赐的时候呢，他们是这么说，他说我们不知道这方言恩赐是意味着什么意思，因为我们没有看到过。
So if someone comes to you with, says they have the gift of tongues, ask what tongue it is.
如果有人到你这里来说，他有说方言恩赐呢，你问他，你说的到底是什么方言？
One thing we can be sure, it's not the true gift of tongues, it's some other manifestation that we won't need to go into tonight or today.
我们可以确定的就是，他这里肯，他肯定不是圣经里说的这个说方言的恩赐，到底是什么呢？我们，这也不是我们今天晚上要讨论的内容。
Let's never forget that Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light.
我们永远不要忘记， 魔鬼他自己呢，可以扮成光明的天使。
And during the tribulation period, the false prophet is going to perform many lying signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect.
当大灾难的时候呢，这敌基督呢，他自己也有能力行很多的神迹奇事。若是神许可呢，甚至连选民都会被欺骗了。
So we have God's word, complete, the apostles' doctrine. And next week, we're going to look at the permanent gifts, the building gifts.
那我们现在有什么呢? 我们就有了手上这一本完整的圣经，就是包括完整的使徒的教训在里面了。下星期呢，我们来看这个建造的恩赐。The
teacher and the shepherd and the evangelist.
就是教导的，教师，牧养的，传福音的等等。Gifts
of exhortation and words of wisdom and words of knowledge and faith.
劝勉的，智慧的话语，知识的话语，信心等等这些。There'll
be helps and governments.
还有帮助人的，治理事的。Ministry
or service.
服侍人的。
Gift of giving,
还有施舍的,
gift of showing mercy,
怜悯人的,
and discernment of spirits and hospitality,
还有辨别诸灵的，恩待人的等等。
There are many gifts that are very, very valuable.
有很多很有价值的恩赐，属灵恩赐。
And they're building gifts, and every one of us has a gift.
这些呢都是建造的恩赐，我们每一个人都有恩赐。So
we're going to look at those gifts next week.
我们下周呢要查考这些建造的恩赐。In
the will of God.
如果神许可的话。Harold,
please, would you just close us with a word of prayer, please?
我们现在请Harold给我们做个结束的祷告。Just one comment,
encapsulate what we've been hearing. We've been told that there are two gifts. There are the foundational gifts and the building gifts.
我补充一点，跟我们今天讲的内容相关的，我们提到恩赐分成两类，一个是打根基的恩赐，一个是建造的恩赐。
And the basic foundational gifts are the gifts of apostles and prophets.
在建造最基础的这个 打根基的恩赐呢，就是两种，一个是使徒的恩赐，一个是先知的恩赐。
And they are not permanent gifts. They were given at the time before the Bible was completed.
这两个呢不是永恒存在的恩赐，它是在神的话语，就是圣经形成之前呢赐下来的。
And then we've considered what Eric has called the sign gifts or the authenticating gifts. And each of these are also foundational gifts.
然后呢我们又提到这些跟神迹奇事有关的恩赐，也就是做见证证实神的道的这个恩赐，这些呢都是打根基的恩赐。
And when the scripture was completed, those gifts also passed away.
当圣经完成了以后呢，这些恩赐也都消失了。
And so next week,Eric says we're going to learn about the permanent gifts that are in operation along with our Bibles today.
然后下周呢，我们来看这个建造的恩赐，这都是跟我们这圣经有关的。
All right, all that for clarification, let's have a word of prayer.
我只是跟大家再把刚才我是把这个今天的内容呢总结了一下，我们现在来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we do pray that you'll help us understand the working of the Spirit of God in the world today.
主啊，我们祈求，我们真的很想明白圣灵在今天做工的方式。
And we're thankful that the Spirit of God is working today.
我们很感恩，圣灵今天依然在做工。
We're thankful that he indwells each believer, and therefore he indwelt us when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
他住在每一个信徒的里面，所以当我们信靠耶稣基督成为我们救主的时候，我们就有圣灵内住在我们里面了。
So Lord, we pray that you'll deliver us from confusion on this subject, because many who profess salvation, do exhibit confusion.We don't want to be confused.
主啊，求你能够解开我们在圣灵的这方面真理的疑惑，因为有很多人他们已经接受了耶稣基督做他们救主，但是他们依然在这个领域有很多的疑惑和问题。
So we thank you for the teaching that we've received this evening and in former evenings, and we pray that we might understand and follow.
我们很感谢今天晚上听到的教导，以及以前几个月一直听来的这些教导，盼望你能够帮助我们明白，而且能够顺服。
And Lord, we've been told that next week we're going to be looking at those gifts that are here today, and in particular the gifts that we have been given.
主啊，我们很感谢下周呢会具体学习赐给我们的这些恩赐。
And Lord, our prayer is that each one of us will use the gifts that we have been given today for your glory right here and now.
盼望我们能够使用您赐给我们这恩赐，为了您的名。
And so Lord, we just commit all this to you in Jesus' name, asking you to help us.
我们就把这一切都交在您的手里，求你来帮助我们。
Keep us, Lord, we pray, in the week to follow, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求您在未来的一周保守我们，我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.